This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This afternoon at the White House, there was an unusual event. People who don't often stand up for the cameras together were shoulder to shoulder behind the president as he unveiled ambitious new environmental regulations. Those regulations will dramatically increase the average fuel economy of new cars and trucks. President Obama also proposed a new national standard for tailpipe emissions. That standard is aimed at reducing greenhouse gases. NPR's Don Gagne was there in the White House Rose Garden.
The president himself began the proceedings by remarking on the collection of individuals and interests on hand.
This is an extraordinary gathering. Here we have today, standing behind me, along with Ron Gettelfinger and leadership of the UAW, we have 10 of the world's largest auto manufacturers. We have environmental advocates, as well as elected officials from all across the country.
GM, Chrysler, and Ford were there, so were Japanese and German auto companies. In the audience were the governors of Michigan, Massachusetts, and California, the state with the toughest emission laws in the country. Remarkably, they all were smiling, even the auto execs who have long fought tougher fuel economy rules. Here was the president saying that each automaker's fleet of new vehicles would have to average 35.5 miles per gallon by the year 2016. Cars and trucks, SUVs and minivans. That's 10 miles a gallon higher than what the vehicles are averaging today. Further, the president said, conflicting state laws on emissions would now be replaced by a tough new national standard.
Now, in the past, an agreement such as this would have been considered impossible. It's no secret that these are folks who've occasionally been at odds for years, even decades. In fact, some of the groups here have been embroiled in lawsuits against one another.
The White House says the increases will make cars and trucks more expensive by some $1,300. But the president added that using less gas will mean the operating cost of each vehicle goes down.
And this is a point I want to emphasize. If you buy a car, your investment in a more fuel-efficient vehicle as a result of this standard will pay off in just 3 years.
After the session, California's Governor Schwarzenegger was very pleased with the agreement. He noted that Mr. Obama is popular and has the standing to push for such change, while struggling car makers have little leverage to resist.
All of a sudden, the car manufacturers, you know, needed money. They need the taxpayers' money. They need the federal government to help them. So in order to get that help, I'm sure that President Obama said, okay, we're going to give you the help. But here's what you need to do.
In Detroit, Dave Sedgwick is the editor of the Automotive News.
If you gave truth serum to the auto executives, they'd have some pretty serious reservations about this.
But Sedgwick says there seems to have been the sense that President Obama was committed to an increase in the fuel economy standard, so they decided they'd better get on board, especially when they had a chance for something important to them, the single national standard.
California won't have its own unique standard, and there won't be 14 states and perhaps others following California's standard. That was the nightmare scenario for the automakers. That was completely unworkable, and they were willing to give up an awful lot to get that one nationwide standard.
But they still need to figure out what the cars they will build will look like. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.